With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Women are making their way into Washington's booming wine industry, but not fast enough. Ashley Trout, winemaker at Vital Wines and March Cellars, says there are plenty of women graduating from the Enology and Viticulture program at Walla Walla Community College, but they still need to take that first step.
From my perspective, if you can get your foot in the door on that entry-level position somehow, or figure out how to jump to a mid-level position, it's easier being a female winemaker than a male winemaker.
Easier? Why?
A number of reasons. It's easier because if part of your job at the top tier of being the face of a brand or being a winemaker, part of your job realistically is to sell wines. It's a lot easier to sell wines if you're a diamond in the rough, right? If you're a needle in a haystack. People love a good story. It's why you're calling me right now.
Trout says looking back, her gender may have helped her out when she was just getting started in the business.
I've had access to fruit that I probably shouldn't have had access to early in my career because those vineyards were really supportive of women and couldn't even find a woman winemaker to sell it to and were very excited to have me on board. And I would argue I hadn't even proven myself at that point yet.
Listen tomorrow when Trout tells us more about how she's made the most of the opportunities provided to her by a very giving wine community. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.